We're up to Simon Yud Zayin. We learned yesterday the first halacha. We have to now do the Shiyonim Mitzvah Mahalacha. Okay, we're getting Simon Yud Zayin on page Kuf Hei. We did yesterday Aleph. Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph. We did read it Aleph. Now let's do in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And the Shiyonim Mitzvah Mahalacha on the bottom. Min Alois HaShachar Tzei Sakachavim Zehu Das Hamogin Avram. So we learned yesterday the sheet of the Zman of Zman Kriyashma. Sayyid Zman Kriyashma goes until the end of the third hour. And the hours are defined, show Zmanios. Hours are defined, they're variable hours. The hours fluctuate throughout the year. How is it calculated? So the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch told us, his calculation goes from Alois HaShachar until, let's say, Sakachov. When is Alois HaShachar? So typically, I'm not really sure. I was trying to research this a little bit more. I'm not exactly clear, but basically 72 minutes before sunrise until about some point after sunset. I'm not exactly sure if we calculate, according to the Magen Avraham, 72 minutes. What's the common way of making the calculation? But the point is, according to the Magen Avraham, it's from dawn, Alois HaShachar, Tetzeis HaKoichon. So let's just right now, for the sake of simplicity, say 72 minutes before sunrise to 72 minutes after sunrise. We take that time, we divide it by 12, and that gives us a halachic hour. We then take three of those hours, and we start from Alois HaShachar. We add those 3 hours, and whenever that time ends, that's the Soif Sman Kriyashma. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that in Hungary and in most parts of the world, it was approximately 7 o'clock. We're spoiled here in this part of the world where when it's not daylight savings time, it's probably about like 8 o'clock. But in other parts of the world, where they're probably a little bit lower, I guess, closer to the equator. Is that true?
What? Europe is lower.
Hungary is higher, is closer to the poles, or to the North Pole, or
south in Europe, but it's still afraid to at least as far off as New York.
Where?
Hungary.
Parallel to New York. Okay, so I don't know then.
But
he says it also depends on the altitude. Depends also if you're on an area, on your mountainous area, you're higher up, lower down. Okay, I don't know exactly, but he says here, the article also says that in most parts of the world that do not have daylight savings time, it's approximately 7 o'clock. That's what it says in the article, the footnotes in the article, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And that's what it says over here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Here in America, it's not so. It's definitely much later. When you don't have daylight savings time, it's probably like, whatever, 8:30, 9 o'clock most of the time. And then when you have daylight savings time, so then you go, whatever, it's like 9:30 or whatever, the different range. But that's Alois HaShach. So here he's going to discuss in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in much more detail. Shachar Aleph, Menot HaShachar, Tzitz HaChavim, Zod Das HaMogin Avram. So this calculation of the lenient man of dawn to dusk, 72 minutes before sunrise, 72 minutes after sunrise, according to the Magen Avraham. Well, if he says, Man Kriyashma be Muktum, that be, if he says, Man Kriyashma be, what's that word over there? I don't know what the word is. Second line, Ulufi says, Man Kriyashma
Kimukdom.
Kimukdom is early.
Bimuktam.
Okay, whatever that means. Avol das hagra. We mentioned this yesterday. The choshem minetz mirega netzachama and rega hashkia. So according to what he just means, bimuktam means that we start earlier. But the truth is, it ends later. So it's a more lenient zman because the hours are much longer. If you calculate the hours starting from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim, the hours are going to be longer. Avol das hagra. The choshvin mirega netzacham.
Might actually be earlier than two. Like if you look on the calendar in the back,
yeah.
But Magen Avraham Kriyashma is 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
According to the
Gro, it's
later.
Oh, so I made a mistake. Just the opposite. Yeah. I made a mistake. When you start from Alois HaShachar, you're right. I'm sorry. It's Muktam. When you make the calculation from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochav and Nechonam, then you're right. Then it's going to be
earlier.
Then it's going to be earlier. Because you start earlier. Even though the hours are longer,
right.
Doesn't matter. Just because the hours are longer, since you're getting a head start, you're starting early, so the Zman's going to end early. So I made a mistake. So over here, the Kishon HaKadosh is giving us the Zmachna. He's giving us Shiva the Morgan Avram. Most of the Olam today is Samechan, the Zman of Gra. The big numbers. On all this chart, have a sign over here? I thought I saw it over here somewhere. Yeah. Outside they have the sign, so the big number is the Gra. The Gra is going from sunrise to sunset. We divide that by 12 hours, and we add 3 from sunrise. That's going to be a later Zman. You're starting much later. According to Magen Avraham, we're going from dawn to dusk, and the hours are going to be a little bit larger. But we're starting much earlier. Starting much earlier, your 3 hours end early. So that's what he said. Lepi Zman Kriyash Ma Bimuktam Avol Das Hagro Tuchoshve Nirega Neitzachamam. The third line from the bottom, negative Neitzachamam Ad Rega Hashkia, from sunrise to sunset. Lepi Zman Muuchar Ktsas. It's going to be a little bit later. The Neitzacham who eats, what is called sunrise? So it's not so simple. What we call sunrise, is that when the entire ball of the sun is completely above the earth? Or is it when the ball of the sun just begins to come? The Neitzacham who eishachama mascheles lizroyach al rosh harm. It doesn't mean the entire ball of the sun comes above. That would be probably, it takes about 2 minutes. How long does it take for the entire orb to rise above the surface of the horizon?
Depends what latitude you are.
Depends where you are. It also fluctuates. But over here, it's very quick.
It's like
1, 2, 3.
One, two, three.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
It's much faster.
Drive along the coast.
1, 2, 3, and very quickly. He learns here, this is a very controversial issue, but he learns that when in America, when you first see the first ray of light, the real, talking about, you actually can see the orb of the sun, that's called alois hasha. That's called zricha. That's called sunrise. That's called neitzachama. V'hu kmo shisha minutin koydem shiyala kol guf Hashem shalarts. So I guess the Shi'odim Zemalach is telling us. I guess over here, where he's referring to, I don't know. It probably depends on which part of the world. Whatever this is referring to, 6 minutes. Takes 6 minutes from the time where he's referring to. If this Mishnah Berurah is the Ayin Bir Halacha, he's going to the Bir Halacha, so I don't know where Bir Halacha is referring to in Radin, or he's referring to where the Shulchan Aruch from Poland. It's where the Shulchan Aruch are referring to. I don't know exactly sure, but he says it's approximately 6 minutes. Well, the Shnei Hadeos Hanal Chashvin and Hayom Lufishos Zemanios. We always make the calculation variable hours. Kamasha Kosov Harambam the Yesh Fon. So therefore, we have so far two different shitos: sunrise to sunset. That's the Gra, which is more lenient man. And then we have Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim. That's a more Zman, that's a more Machmir. And I just want to point out that if you follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham, when you go from dawn to dusk, it's not so simple when dawn begins and when dusk occurs. Is it 72 minutes to 72 minutes? Or maybe it's more likely 72 minutes to 50 minutes, or 72 minutes to 30 minutes. Tzeis HaKechavim, according to many poskim, comes faster than Alois HaShachar. It's not, people think it's all the same, right? Everything has to be balanced. It's not the way the world works. Things are not necessarily balanced. Alois HaShachar, according to many opinions, starts much earlier. The first ray of light, you know, you have a dark room, think about it, you have a dark room, and you have a little teeny flashlight. It's quite a bit. A little bit of light lights up a very dark, very large area. But when you want to talk about darkness, if it's already nighttime, so even if there's some light outside, it's still called dark. So when you're entering into the day, you have to think about it like this. It's a very profound idea in halacha. This is not from the halacha. When you come into the day, so right now I'm in the middle of the night. It's pitch black dark. It's halachically night. I'm trying to enter into the day. Just a teeny little ray, a teeny little spark of light is enough already. Oh, the day already has begun. When can you detect some teeny mashu of light? 72 minutes before the sun rises, already underneath the ground, it's already cooking. It's already.
You have a Gemara Brachos.
Yeah.
Before the Mishnah, it says that there's an overlap.
Yeah.
When you could
Exactly.
So since Ma'ariv is Rishus,
excellent.
You have to daven Shacharis before you daven Ma'ariv.
There's a tkufa where you could where it's both.
Right.
You can say it's called night and day. It's Shachar of Kumecha, but there's also, there could also be an issue of when you're getting up and going to sleep. It's not only an issue of day and night. Two different mahalchim. But if you want to say the day has begun, just a little teeny spark of light already, that's 72 minutes. What is called the day ending? This is a different terminology in halacha. It's not a matter of light. You know, people used to come in, I was in yeshiva, so they got new lights. Everyone was complaining it's too dark, too light. So they brought in these experts, and they came with these machines to measure light. These extremely accurate measurements of light. That's not what defines halacha day, halacha night. Halacha for a day is called Alois HaShachar. When the Shachar, the Shachar means the morning comes up, even a small ray.
Do the stars disappear
with that? Oh, the night, well, no, not necessarily. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. The stars are still visible. Exactly. It's already called Halachali day because day, when you want to enter into day, as long as there's a spark of light, are already called day. But nighttime is defined in Halacha when the stars come out. So can I see the stars? Yeah. Are there still some rays of light coming from below the horizon, from the earth? Yeah. So that means that it's already night, theoretically, let's say even 50 minutes after sunset, or 40 minutes, or 30 minutes, or 25 minutes. It can already theoretically be called Laila. In Halacha, there's much more ground to say that the day starts earlier than the night, as far as dawn to dusk. It's not parallel. It's not. The Rav Moshe certainly doesn't hold this parallel. He has the whole different chashonos altogether. But the day begins, according to many opinions, 72 minutes before sunrise. The night begins 40 minutes. You have to already be machmir that it's vaday laila. You know, we don't do malacha until many people wait until 50 minutes or 60 minutes to malacha. But halachically speaking, when is it already called night for bris milah, for olah, many different inyanim? Already 35 minutes. You can see already three medium-sized stars outside. You have to be machmir 35 minutes. It's already laila. It's already laila. And already that's the zman when you can no longer say kriya shema for kriya shema for the day. That's what he's trying to point out over here. There are two different ways. It's not so simple. It's not a 72-72 or 50-50 or 35-35. The day has one halacha. The night has one halacha. Okay, now he points out, and then we have the other third point we had mentioned. So this point I want to bring out is that when we're dealing with making the calculation according to the shita of the Magen Avraham, it's very complicated. Because whatever it says on the calendar, the Magen Avraham Zman, which is the earliest man, they have decided for you when is dawn and when is dusk. You might be shocked. They're holding dawn is 72 minutes and dusk is 35 minutes. That's not your tradition. You have a tradition that dawn is 60 minutes and dusk is 20 minutes. Then everything has to be recalculated. So when you go look at the sheet of the Gra, the big numbers, that's pretty straightforward. Sunrise, sunset. You go online, take out a calendar. When is sunrise? When is sunset? It's also not so simple. He mentions because what is called sunrise? When the sun just begins to come above the surface of the horizon, or when the entire ball of the sun rises above the horizon? He points out there can be a 6-minute difference from the time the first ray of light comes, the first part of the sun comes above, until the entire ball comes above. When the sun sets, also it can take 6 minutes, it can take more, it can take less. Also, there are many factors in how fast the sun goes down. But the deviation is much, much smaller when you're dealing with sunrise to sunset. Sunrise to sunset pretty much is set. So you take those numbers, divide it by 12, make a calculation, and you have on your calendar nice big numbers. But when they're telling you the Magen Avraham, all the Magen Avraham says is Alois HaShachar Tetzei Sakoi Chavim. Now, you go figure out when is Alois HaShachar, when is Tetzei Sakoi Chavim. You'll get 10 different opinions, and depending on which part of the world you live in. So it's a very complicated calculation to figure out. Shkia, well, Shkia means sunset. We translated sunset. Rabbeinu Tam, oh, you just said Rabbeinu Tam, beginning and end. Shkia means, I think, the end. When the entire ball goes down. Nothing is left. No, Bein HaShemesh is after the sunset, after the ball goes out. But that's already getting complicated with Rabbeinu Tam. That's already another whole shmuz. That's another whole... Shkia literally means sunset. But some learn Shkia, and there are two Shkias. There's the first Shkia, and there's the second Shkia. So that's a halachic shkia is complicated, but literally shkia means when the ball of the sun completely goes below the horizon. Just like sunrise is when the ball begins to come above the horizon, you don't need the entire ball. For sunset, you need the entire thing to parallel. The entire sun has to go below the horizon. Okay, now
the horizon, what if you're in the mountains, the mountain is blocking it.
So that's another question. That's another issue. Different opinions concerning that if you're in a mountain, you can't in a valley or in a mountain. Not a cloudy day, of course. That's in a valley mountain. I think there are different opinions of where you are, or if you would go on top of the mountain to go into the valley, if you can see it, not see it. I don't know the answer. If I'm not mistaken, there are different opinions in that matter as well, and we're pretty much machmir in every situation. Okay, let's see.
This is the terminology in Yeru Hashem Baharet.
Yeah.
So maybe he's saying what he was asking.
Yeah.
In terms of you have to see it from if the mountain is obscuring your view.
Yeah.
You got to wait until you see it. Each one.
Each person, depending on where you live, exactly from your perspective. This is a complicated issue. Yeah, but that's because something that's human made.
Right.
A natural valley. In the city you can't see anything. The city 72 minutes far. 72 minutes before sunrise in the city it's a joke. The buildings and there's pollution and there's fog and there are all the other conditions. It's not going to make a difference. But the halacha doesn't change because of the buildings, because of man made structures. Now, he points out here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. V'yesh oideya, techashvin hayom lufi shosh shavois. Another opinion, it's good to know the other opinion. Who told you to go show zmanios, you get the machlokes in the Gro and the Magen Avraham. In the Magen Avraham you have different calculations, in the Magen Avraham the Gro also, it depends, the sun rises and the ball, the sun begins, ends. There's another calculation, forget about zmanios, shavos. There are 24 hours in a day, divide that into 12, so it's exactly 3 hours. Shos benonios means shekol shahi echon nichov. That's a different term. Benonios is another, is the same exact thing as shovels. Just another term for the same exact thing. What does that mean? Shekol shah he echon nichov dal shos b'me'es le'es. V'hudas ha'pneyo shuam to the brachos nukus lekesef. Ulechem shemayim lahayayvets. Ve'atzei Eden, the Hagoyin Hakolish, me call Marno, the Hagoyis Marsham. Look at all these Marim coming. It's unbelievable. Maybe Sheheru Lo Shekach Kos. They showed him Shekach Kos B'Tayis Harosh. The Hinei. So Mimela, what would that Zman be? That would mean that if sunrise. What does that mean then? That if sunrise is at 6 o'clock on the dot. 3 hours, 9 o'clock. You always calculate three periods of 60 minutes from sunrise. If sunrise is 6:09, so 9:09. If sunrise is 6:30, 9:30. You always go 3 hours exactly from the time of sunrise. 3 hours, you find whatever sunrise is. Don't start making shows zmanos, these calculations. We'll calculate from the time of sunrise to sunset and divide it by 12, and that's going to be our hour. We're going to add three of those from sunrise. No. When the sun rises, just add 3 hours on the clock. 3 hours of 60 minutes. And he brings down here a whole long list of rishonim that tell us that's the way you should calculate soif zman kriyashma and soif zman tefillah. The average hour is 60 minutes. 60 minutes after sunrise.
Where did we get the idea of 24?
What do you mean 24? 24
hours in a day. It's an arbitrary number.
The how do we get 24 hours? I don't know. There are answers to the question. There are answers. I don't know the answer. But I don't know the answer. But let's go further. Let's see here. Now he brings over here v'hine ha'olam tafsu kedas harambam. That's not the minigolam. Minigolam is to follow the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, now the Rambam, the Minhag HaOlam is, as you all know, been trained from earliest age, earliest from childhood, that we follow Shor Zmanios. All the Rambam says is Zmanios. The Rambam doesn't tell us how to calculate Zmanios. That's the later Achroinim, the Mogen Avraham and the Gra. But the Rambam says not like is a Das Yochit. He goes up against all of these Rishonim that say that you should calculate Lefi Shos Shavos. The Rambam says no, Shos Zmanios. So the Minhag HaOlam is to follow Shos Zmanios, and then we have two different ways of calculating Shos Zmanios according to the Gron, according to the Magen Avram. The Olam, I am Bishas Shuvus Minchas Lazar, Shekosav, Shafilu Hachi, Yesh Leha Chasidim, the Anshe Maisa, Al Milis. Now, I told you another, even when you follow the Shita, this is getting very complicated. Everything about Zmanim is a very deep so I told you we take B'shos Beinos and we go 3 hours after sunrise. If it's sunrise at 6:30, so 3 shoros beinonios, which takes us to 9:30. No, not necessarily. If you take the sheet of all of the shoros to the extreme, we don't even pay attention to when the sun rises. Every single day, the average time of sunrise, just like an average hour is 3 hours, the average time of sunrise is 6 o'clock. So every single day, sov zman kriyashma is 9 o'clock. And daylight savings time, it's every single day, it's 10 o'clock. That's it. That's all you gotta know. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That's all you have to know. We go to the extreme, and he says there are chassidim that rely upon this. Yesh la chassidim v'anshe ma'is al milis moshe koren kriyashma al pi shos beinonios v'hu ad shor tes until 9 o'clock bein b'kayitz bein b'choref, and that's what they do. Avol zo davka.
The end Shabbos according to the average time.
It appears that night. It appears that that's only true when you're dealing with a zman in the middle of the day. When you want to deal with the beginning of the day and the end of the day, there's no such thing as coming onto average hours. Zman Kriyashma is an abstract zman. You're allowed to say Kriyashma until a fourth of the day has passed.
What about Tzvila?
Zman Tzvila until the same as every you say Zman Kriyashma, you say Zman Tzvila. So you can daven Shachas going until 10 o'clock every single day, and daylight savings until 11 o'clock every single day. It means Zman Kriyashma after you pass 9 o'clock, but that's all because it's in the middle of the day. When you're in the middle of the day, it's very abstract. Where's the sun? Then it's 9, 10 o'clock. But when you're dealing with the beginning of the actual beginning, that's that you can't say. That's Alois HaShachar. That's sunrise. End of the day is Shkia or Tzei Sakachavim. Everyone agrees you can't say that Shabbos is over at 6 o'clock if the sun's still shining. That's ridiculous. The sun is shining, Shabbos is not over. Shabbos is over when the stars come out. Because then you're dealing with a change, a reality change, from going from light to dark. When you're in the middle of the day and the sun is shining, who's to tell me now you can say Kriya Shema in 5 minutes and you can't say Kriya Shema? That's something which is arbitrary. There's an approach, there's a halachic approach that we follow averages. Lenitna Torah lamalachei hasharis, you follow averages. The average time of that you change over a quarter of the day is over, a fourth of the day is over is at 9 o'clock. It's always going to be 9 o'clock, period. Nothing more to talk about. The answer, so therefore that's what he says over here, I'll be shows bangers who are just test bane the kites bane the whether it's in the winter or the summer. I will zo dafilfi ha moira shows shahoya mikedem shakol echot hoyulfi mukoimai. That's only true according to the ancient times. I'll be Esahu Nishtanu Hamora shows shemisajim oisam lufi choik hanem shala ulufi azman shakurin. I don't know what this means. You know what this means? This Yiddish expression, mittel, no, mittel, ar, sight. The Yochel Lios Hefesh Mok. What does that mean?
Middle European time.
So the time has been adjusted. So he's saying that the way it works today is that the clock has been manipulated to some degree. Yochel Lios Hefesh B'mokam Echad B'sholosh Re'avasha B'mokam Kizet Tzach Likros Kriya Shema B'shmoin Re'avasha. That there's a difference, I don't know, I'm not familiar with this, of 45 minutes. It's 45 minutes. It's not exactly. The clocks have been manipulated. What?
Central European.
Yeah. Central European time zone. So what? It's not the same. It's not the hour.
It might be different than, let's say, Greenwich Mean Time.
By 45 minutes. So that's what it seems. I'm not familiar with this. Today it's like this as well. I don't know. But it seems that in ancient times it was one standard time. There was less confusion. They did not manipulate the clock. Today we manipulate the clock. We do everything that we want. We change time. Everything is different. Vitam halalu nishtanu od yoser in our times. He writes od yoser. 1850 is when they started the tables for the railroad. Okay, then he goes further. Now he's writing this probably in the 60s, 1960, 1970. He's writing this for, it says, daylight saving time. Then he points out, don't, this that it says in the old ancient books, 9 o'clock, wait a minute, 9 o'clock, first of all, don't get carried away. That was before they instituted time zones. And the time zones, the way they had it then, is not the way we have it today, I think. It's
they did it by the sun. The sun went up wherever you are. The sun went down. That said, there was no clock in terms of
it was changed. It was confusion. And today we have daylight savings times. B'chayv mazizim lo'achar. We push it forward. V'kayitz lefnim in the winter. In the summertime, in the wintertime, we go forward. And in the summer we go backwards. You have to make careful that you know exactly what time you're referring to. The difference of time when you change the clock. Okay, so he concludes that there is, you should be aware, there is indeed such an opinion that we make the calculation with shos shavas, or what he calls shos beinonios, which basically means that if you could establish the average time, you have to make sure that you're living in a zone, you're living in a country where they have not manipulated the clock. The time is true to the average of sunrise and sunset, that if you take all of it, you look at your calendar, you take a calendar, and you make a calculation, all of the sunrises throughout the entire year, if it must come out, 6 o'clock. That's what basically what he's saying. Take a calendar.
Where it becomes
6 o'clock. Symmetrical. So if you have a calendar, so what he's basically saying is, go to your country, take out a calendar, and look what it says, how they define sunrise. If they define sunrise, you'll take every single sunrise for the entire year, 12 months of the year, and you'll make a calculation, and the average is 6 a.m., forget about daylight savings time, then Soiv Zman Kriyashma is, in your country, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
3 hours later. If in your country they've manipulated the clock for whatever reason due to certain circumstances, and the average sunrise is 6:04 a.m., that means every single day Soiv Zman Kriyashma is 9:04 a.m., putting aside daylight savings time and standard time. That's basically what he's saying. So this concept is 100% true. This is the shita he appears to say of a very significant number of Rishonim and Achronim. You can rely upon this. Soiv Zman Kriyashma, I think in America, probably if we take out the average, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine we're pretty much on the ball. That it's probably sunrise, I would imagine, is the average of 6 o'clock or close to it. I don't know. I'm assuming that to be true. Maybe Google this to see what the average sunrise time is throughout the entire year here in New York. And that, whatever that average time is, 3 hours later is always going to be Soiv Zman Kriyashma. It's kedai to know that number. It's approximately 9 o'clock. So every single day, if a person, even though you look on the calendar, you've missed my Kriya Shema, and it's not yet 9 o'clock, there is definitely an opinion that says you can be tzarech until 9 o'clock to say Kriya Shema, no problem. However, he does say that's not the minhag olam. That's not the minhag olam is to follow the Shita Sarambam, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, to make the calculation based on Shol Zmanios. The Rambam does not tell us what are Shol Zmanios. All the Rambam says is there's something called Shol Zmanios. Along comes the Magen Avraham and the Gra, and they disagree. What is the definition of Shol Zmanios? Is it from Alois to Tzeis? Is it from Zricha to Shkia? And now we have two opinions, and the olam is Momekel, the big numbers on the calendar, always the numbers of the Gra. We go from sunrise to sunset. The Ayin, B'tiferes Yisrael, Shmistapik, B'medinus HaTzifonios, the northern countries, I guess in Russia, and the other parts of Russia, Shayoyim Misarech, their very long days, Chodesh, Bobeis Chodoshim, there are some days where unless you live on the North Poles. You live on the North Pole. What do you do there? Very complicated. It's very complicated. What about Shabbos? Let's say a place where the days go on for 24 hours, 24-hour days. How do you define international dateline? All these are very big issues. In these places where the sun can be up above the horizon for 24 hours on the equator and it can be dark, then what you have to do is like it says in the Gemara, if you're in the Midbar, you count 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos. Then you basically have a whole new calendar. If you're on the moon, what do you do? You have to Shiloh. There was a Jewish astronaut.
They're asking now.
Yeah.
They're asking where you took off from.
So we took off from.
Florida, from Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. That's the Shabbos.
All your time.
Very important. People go to the moon. They're planning to go to Mars. What are they going to do? Yeah.
In Alaska, yeah. They take the NCSY tours and they take off from Seattle.
Yeah.
Like to Alaska.
They go from Seattle. Seattle. Very interesting.
I think Anchorage uses Seattle.
Yeah. Wherever you take off from,
that's
interesting.
The last transit point. That's how it's
fantastic.
I was in Alaska. Shabbos was over 11:30. We made up done the week, but it was still light, basically. It was
but a lot of people they wait till like 11:45 because the truth is, all the way up north, it's just you never see dark. It's just it's light. It's dark. It's light. Yeah, that's not really dark. The sun is always there a little bit.
It's like 23 hours light.
Yeah, but in effect, it's 24 because the Shmashos overlaps the night.
So we're your last point of departure. That's what you take
off.
In the news, they have now, they're going to Mars. Within the next 20 years, they're going to Mars. So, one way tickets. One way ticket.
There,
you have any candidates you want to send?
What
do you think? They face
off.
What if you take the door on a plane from New York to
July? It's the last.
Okay, let's go further. So the Yimnesh Shisha Yamim, you count 6 days, Chof Dal Shos of Yom HaShabbos, Yishmar HaShabbos, Ayin Sham, Behuadin Hochal, Linyin Kriyashma, Vetzitzis. Same thing. Let's finish this. Yisnaik Yifi HaMoira Shos to Sham. You follow the numbers, like you explained over there. The Yoyser Tov Lachshav Kifi Azman Shal Eretz Yisroel. Another approach. That's another approach. That you don't follow when you're in a place, no man's land. So you follow the approach that you follow from the last point of departure. Other stuff, you're in no man's land, so you follow the Zman of Eretz Yisrael. Fascinating.
So when you're on Mars?
Yeah.
Traveler's guide.
Yeah. Yeah, it talks about this. Interesting. V'herachti l'kamon, I have elaborated upon this later on in the Sefer. Okay, so we'll stop here. Very interesting halacha.
Right.